Hello everyone, this is Sheila McKenna, founder of Push Factor, here with you once again. I haven't been around for the past two episodes. I have to confess that it's been a bit of a very, very, very exhausting time for me. But I'm still here, I'm still with you guys, and I'm here with another topic. Something that I've been dealing with for many, many years. It's something that has led me to start things and stop them and start them again and stop them. And this year, I want it to be the year that I just make sure that I get things done. When I say that I'm going to do them, I get them done. And I have to talk about this issue that we all have an issue with from one degree to another. We all have this problem, and that is inner resistance. What exactly is inner resistance? It's basically when you make the decision to do something that day. Say you've decided, I want to start a blog post. I want to start a blog. I want to write something today. I want to go to the gym today. I want to eat a healthy meal instead of going for takeout. I want to not watch a series for the entire day. I want to read a book. It's when you make the decision to do something that is constructive and that is mentally, emotionally, physically healthy for you. And there's a part of you that resists that, that sabotages you, that tells you, why do you want to write a blog post? Why do you want to write? You know, why don't we just do the same thing that we've always done? Sleep for another 3 hours. We'll deal with that another day. That's how our minds talk. Why do you want to eat a healthy meal? I mean, you know you're craving for takeout right now. You've been thinking about pizza the whole day, since yesterday, actually. So let's just order the pizza today. You'll deal with eating properly tomorrow, you know? So it's this thing that our mind does that lulls us into this sense of the fact that there's always another day, that we have options. And our resistance does things at a varying degree, depending on how intensely we want to do something. Because it can go from, nah, you don't need to do that today. We can do that another day. You don't have to read the book today. Just watch another 4 hours of this series. You'll deal with it tomorrow. It's not like you even feel like doing it anyway. There's that to the bigger things. When you want to do something that is completely out of your comfort zone, like you've said to yourself that you have been wanting to write a book, that you have been wanting to start a business, you've been wanting to, you know, do something to make sure that this year things in your life change and that you're working on a project that will actually, you will be proud of, something that you really, really want to pursue and do. That's when the resistance now turns into a monster. That's when it starts to mock you. That's when it starts to remind you of your past failures. That's when it starts to tell you things like, what makes you think you can do that? What makes you think that you're qualified to write a book? Who wants to read what you have to say anyway? Plus, it's been done a million times before. The same subject that you want to write about, there's so many people who have written about it. What makes you so special? What makes anybody want to read the thing you want to do? Or what makes you think that anybody wants you to start this business? What makes you think that you're going to succeed? That is how resistance breaks us down. Resistance is another word for self-sabotage. Right? Resistance is the thing that we do to sabotage ourselves from what we really want to pursue, especially that thing that we know is going to change our lives. And resistance, like I said, it starts from a very small level. Resistance starts from saying, I don't feel like doing it today. So because I don't feel like doing it today, nah. It starts from that level to, and it can rise to a very monstrous place where, like I said, if you want to do something that's bigger than you, the resistance is going to meet your challenge and tell you it's not possible. You're not capable. You're going to fail anyway. So the question is, how do we overcome resistance? How do we deal with this thing that is so debilitating? This thing that has controlled us for such a long time, that has ruled over us, that has convinced us on a daily basis that the one thing that you want to do, you can't do. And even when you start it, you're never going to finish it. It's not worth it, right? How do you deal with those thoughts? How do you start and keep going? Even when you have these, you know, very strong forms of resistance that are working against you, that are telling you over and over again that whatever it is that you want to do, you can't do. Well, that's actually a very, very challenging answer for that, because resistance is not like a simple thing. It's like resistance reminds me of water. It flows and matches and fits into the shape of your problem, and it encompasses you and convinces you that there's something wrong, right? Resistance and self-sabotage is very clever. It's very, very, very conniving. And it knows you. It knows your weaknesses. And it knows how to play on your weaknesses. And the thing about resistance that you have to understand is that there's nothing wrong with feeling resistance. It's like night and day. It's like you standing and seeing your shadow. Resistance is going to be right there with you. You shouldn't see resistance as something that it means that there's something wrong with you, or there's a, you know, you need to stop thinking that way. The thing about self-sabotage is that it is a guaranteed opposing force of who you want to be and what you want to do. So you need to see it for what it is, right? As something that is going to follow you everywhere you go for the rest of your life. And it'll take on different forms depending on what it is that you are trying to achieve in your life. That's the thing about resistance. So the first thing, when you're trying to overcome it, is that it's very important to understand that you can never eliminate resistance. It will always be there, no matter how far up you climb in your level of success or your level of achievements. It'll, like I said, it'll just take on that new complex form. It'll present you with new challenges. It will present you with new ways to discourage you from that thing that you're doing. No matter how good you get, resistance will always be there like a shadow. So first of all, being aware that resistance is there. Being aware of the fact that it is going to come up in certain forms and try to sabotage you is very, very crucial to your own continuity and your own success. Being prepared for the fact that resistance is going to come and understanding what it is when it starts to challenge you, when it starts to tell you, okay, so fine, we've gotten this far. But just because you've gotten this far doesn't mean that you can't still fail. Now we've gotten to a place where you're in a bigger territory. So you've got bigger problems and you could fail even worse. So that's resistance meeting you at this new height. So the first thing when it comes to understanding yourself and understanding your self-sabotage mechanism is to be prepared for it and to be aware of it, consciously aware of what it is saying to you so that you can know how to tackle it, right? The second thing about resistance is that in that moment that you take action, resistance is defeated. In that moment when you make the decision that I am going to do something about this anyway, today at 8 a.m. or whatever time, I am going to sit down and I'm going to write my blog. I'm going to write the first pages of my book. I'm going to go out to the gym and work out. In that moment, you have defeated resistance. You have defeated self-sabotage. And the idea is to do it repeatedly, over and over again, being consistent and being persistent with this goal that you're trying to achieve is the thing that will weaken your resistance, that will weaken your self-sabotage. The more you see the results that you have accomplished, the more you see the things that you have done to overcome resistance, the more evidence you will have to back up against those thoughts that try to sabotage you, that resistance that keeps coming to try and attack you. The more you accumulate progress, the bigger the momentum, the easier it is for you to become what I call your self-defense lawyer to the thoughts that try to sabotage you, the thoughts that try to make you resist what you know you're supposed to be doing or who you know you're supposed to be becoming, right? So first of all, being aware of and being aware and being prepared for the resistance that will come when you want to do something and taking daily consistent action, especially when that sabotage is really, that resistance is really strong, and taking action anyway, is those that combination is like a 1-2 punch, right? It really is. It's just one of those things where you protect yourself, but at the same time, you give this 1-2 uppercut, and resistance for a while will be laid flat on the ground while you go ahead and pursue what it is that you need to pursue and complete your activities or what it is that you said you're going to do for that day, right? The third thing about sabotage and resistance is that when you falter, when things don't work out for you that day, if you skip a day of when you said you're going to do something and you didn't, remind yourself that you are going to keep going anyway. You're not going to allow the fact that you skipped a day or you didn't do that thing that you said you're going to do. You're not going to allow it to discourage you and to say, because a lot of the times we tell ourselves, you know what? Well, you know, I didn't do it. There it is. It's just evidence, more evidence that I am not capable of doing something. I've messed up again, which is something that I always do anyway. So we love to put ourselves, we love to create excuses to get ourselves out of this thing that we have found challenging or difficult. But you cannot allow yourself anymore, especially when you know that there's something that you're trying to work towards. You cannot allow yourself to be so discouraged by one or two days of things not working out that you throw the whole thing into the water, basically throwing the baby with the bathwater. That doesn't make any sense. You're a human being. You're going to have bad days, but you have to keep going. You have to still do that thing that you said you were going to do. You may not have done it today. Maybe you didn't do it yesterday, but today is a new day. You still have the opportunity to keep going. Do not allow resistance. Do not allow self-sabotage to prove itself yet again of what you have decided you can or cannot do. You'll be surprised at what you're capable of. You will be very, very surprised at what you can do if you really make the decision to hunker down and just do it on a consistent basis. Maybe on that day, you're not feeling that great, but you decide, I'm going to do less time of it. I'm going to do it, but I may not necessarily dedicate the same amount of time that I was going to dedicate, but you still did it. You still have something on the board where you can mark and say, I did it that day. And that counts for something, because as it accumulates, as your progress grows, as your confidence, you know, transcends into this new height, as you start to trust yourself more, as you start to respect yourself more, resistance, no matter how complex it is, you will actually find yourself in a place where you've become sophisticated enough to understand what it is, where it's coming from, and exactly how to tackle it. Unlike before, when you would just listen to it and just allow it to take over your life. So resistance, we may not be able to eliminate it completely, but we can control it. We can manage it. It doesn't ever have to control us. So that is my sermon for today. And as we start a new week, look at the parts in your life that you see you have allowed resistance to take over, so much so that you're not pursuing it. You're not doing that thing that you said that you were going to do. Even if you know how much it's going to change your life for the better, you're still not doing it because you have allowed this sabotage and this way of thinking to tell you what you can't do. Look at what that thing is this week. Look at that idea, that project, that activity, whatever it is that you said you were going to do. Pick it up again and notice the resistance. Be aware of it and make the decision that you're going to take action anyway. Because it is important. Because you have certain things that you want to do in your life. There's a certain person that you want to become. There are certain things that you want to see. You don't want this year to be the same as all the other years. You want this year to be different. So I hope this message resonates with you. And if you feel that there's somebody who can relate to this or this message can help them, go ahead and share this video. And thank you for watching and being a part of today's live video. My name is Sheila McKenna. This is Push Factor. Take care. Have yourselves a great week ahead. And I will see you tomorrow. Be good. Bye for now.